Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Linda, will you help me, please?
Okay. Shall I cut up the vegetables?
Well, actually, we haven't got any. I have to go and buy them. Can you wash the dishes?
Oh, Dad, could I go shopping instead and you wash up, please?
Okay. I don't mind doing the dishes. It's all the same to me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Linda, will you help me, please?
Okay. Shall I cut up the vegetables?
Well, actually, we haven't got any. I have to go and buy them. Can you wash the dishes?
Oh, Dad, could I go shopping instead and you wash up, please?
Okay. I don't mind doing the dishes. It's all the same to me.
Tekst drugi.
Excuse me, is there a bookshop near here?
Yes, there's one in Green Street.
How do I get there?
Go past the florists and the computer shop. Then turn right and walk as far as the bakery.
Is the bookshop next to the bakery?
You have to cross the street. It's just on the other side.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Excuse me, is there a bookshop near here?
Yes, there's one in Green Street.
How do I get there?
Go past the florists and the computer shop. Then turn right and walk as far as the bakery.
Is the bookshop next to the bakery?
You have to cross the street. It's just on the other side.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tekst trzeci.
Does it hurt a lot?
Yes. The pain in my leg is terrible.
Okay. Stay right here. Don't try to get up off the ground. I'll go and ask the nurse to come and have a look at you.
Thank you. And could you please find Mr. Jenkins for me? He is having a lesson on the second floor. I saw him before we went outside. Ask him to call my mum.
Sure. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks. And could you bring me my sweater? I'm getting cold.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Does it hurt a lot?
Yes, the pain in my leg is terrible.
Okay, stay right here. Don't try to get up off the ground. I'll go and ask the nurse to come and have a look at you.
Thank you. And could you please find Mr. Jenkins for me? He is having a lesson on the second floor. I saw him before we went outside. Ask him to call my mum.
Sure, I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks. And could you bring me my sweater? I'm getting cold.
Tekst czwarty.
Last week, my class went on a school trip to the History Museum. Our teacher wanted to show us how people lived hundreds of years ago. I saw some old text written on an old vase on a high shelf and I wanted to read it. I jumped up and I don't exactly know what happened, but I hit the shelf and I fell over. Fortunately, I didn't break the vase, but my classmates got really scared.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last week, my class went on a school trip to the History Museum. Our teacher wanted to show us how people lived hundreds of years ago. I saw some old text written on an old vase on a high shelf and I wanted to read it. I jumped up and I don't exactly know what happened, but I hit the shelf and I fell over. Fortunately, I didn't break the vase, but my classmates got really scared.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Rosie. This is Lucas. I've just talked to your cousin. She told me you sent me an invitation to next week's guitar festival. Well, I haven't got it yet, but I can't go anyway. Not that I don't like the music. I do. It's just that I've agreed to babysit my little sister at that time, and if I don't do it, my mother will have to cancel an important meeting. Anyway, I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Rosie. This is Lucas. I've just talked to your cousin. She told me you sent me an invitation to next week's guitar festival. Well, I haven't got it yet, but I can't go anyway. Not that I don't like the music. I do. It's just that I've agreed to babysit my little sister at that time, and if I don't do it, my mother will have to cancel an important meeting. Anyway, I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The best present I've ever got. An album full of autographs and pictures of footballers, musicians and actors. It was the beginning of my collection. Since then, I've been able to get autographs from more than 500 famous people. But the ball signed by the whole English team is the most precious thing in my collection.
Wypowiedź druga.
There's one present I'll never forget. My friend knew that I loved cooking, so the day after my party, he invited me to a cookery class with a well-known chef. He's a TV celebrity and an expert on Italian cuisine. Now I know how to make many different Italian dishes. My friend says I should start collecting recipes and become a chef myself.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I got a smartphone for my 13th birthday. I was so happy. I could use it to chat with friends, surf the internet, and generally have fun. Unfortunately, the next morning, while I was walking to school, I wasn't careful and I dropped my new phone. The screen smashed to pieces.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
One day, by accident, I heard my sister talking on the phone. The conversation was about a party she was secretly organizing for me. I found out everything about the cake, the guests, and even the title of a book I was going to get. Although I already knew all the details of the party, it turned out to be the best one I'd ever had.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The best present I've ever got. An album full of autographs and pictures of footballers, musicians and actors. It was the beginning of my collection. Since then, I've been able to get autographs from more than 500 famous people. But the ball signed by the whole English team is the most precious thing in my collection.
Wypowiedź druga.
There's one present I'll never forget. My friend knew that I loved cooking. So the day after my party, he invited me to a cookery class, a well-known chef. He's a TV celebrity and an expert on Italian cuisine. Now I know how to make many different Italian dishes. My friend says I should start collecting recipes and become a chef myself.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I got a smartphone for my 13th birthday. I was so happy. I could use it to chat with friends, surf the internet, and generally have fun. Unfortunately, the next morning, while I was walking to school, I wasn't careful and I dropped my new phone. The screen smashed to pieces.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
One day, by accident, I heard my sister talking on the phone. The conversation was about a party she was secretly organizing for me. I found out everything about the cake, the guests, and even the title of a book I was going to get. Although I already knew all the details of the party, it turned out to be the best one I'd ever had.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Uncle John.
I'm calling to ask if you would like to see an open-air play in Central Park during your stay with us.
That would be great. I love theatre.
The performance is on Saturday.
Excellent. I'm coming on Tuesday and I don't have any plans for the weekend.
The play is really popular. It starts at 8. But we have to be there at least 2 hours earlier.
Okay, so we need to be there at 6 o'clock. Are we going to the park by car?
I don't think so. There are very few parking spaces there. It will be better to go by bus.
Fine. But what if it starts to rain during the performance?
The play will go on even if it does, so remember to bring a raincoat. They won't let us in with umbrellas.
Okay, I will.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Uncle John.
I'm calling to ask if you would like to see an open-air play in Central Park during your stay with us.
That would be great. I love theatre.
The performance is on Saturday.
Excellent. I'm coming on Tuesday and I don't have any plans for the weekend.
The play is really popular. It starts at 8, but we have to be there at least 2 hours earlier.
Okay, so we need to be there at 6 o'clock. Are we going to the park by car?
I don't think so. There are very few parking spaces there. It will be better to go by bus.
Fine, but what if it starts to rain during the performance?
The play will go on even if it does, so remember to bring a raincoat. They won't let us in with umbrellas.
Okay, I will.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where would you like to sit?
Wypowiedź druga.
Did you enjoy the film?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Do you know what's on at the cinema?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Can you get me some popcorn?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where would you like to sit?
Wypowiedź druga.
Did you enjoy the film?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Do you know what's on at the cinema?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Can you get me some popcorn?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.